stopped off on page 36, question number 7, 36.7. This is side 1 of the third reel. And let's see, I was speaking, we were talking about fowl, Mr. Pellissier.
Oh, yeah, fowl. I couldn't think of the word fowl for a flock of chickens or geese or turkeys.
Yeah, and then I was wondering, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
A hen on a nest of eggs? A setting hen.
Right. What was that again?
Setting hen. She's setting.
The place where these hens live, like it's a little
coop.
A little rude shelter built out in the open where little chicks run in and out of the rain. Ran out of
hatchery and a coop.
Have you ever heard of any other terms for that?
No, we raise little chickens. We have put the eggs in the incubator and hatch them out.
Oh, one thing. I had failed to go back and ask you a couple of questions here earlier to be a little bit more explicit on some of these. Let's see. Oh yes, I was wondering, what do you call the point, let's see, what do you call, if you have a house and an L?
Peak?
Uh-huh.
Point? What do you mean?
And what do you call the place where the two come together? A house and an L, you know? Come together sort of like that.
Valley? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, we were one time also, skipping back, I forgot to mention this, we were talking about porches and piazzas.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you happen to know if you can have a porch on more than one floor in some of the houses?
Yes, I'm sure. And upstairs porch and downstairs porch. I've lived in a house that had upstairs porch and downstairs porch.
And what would you call the one, okay, you mentioned that. What about porches on the back of the house?
Back porch, that's what you call it, back porch. Some people would call it a stoop.
What about, does it make any difference if they have a roof or not? Are there any different terms for those?
Open roof, open porch, or I don't know what technical difference would be, but it says back porch would say back porch would be more likely to be uncovered than the front porch, in my judgment. But I don't know any particular name we'd call it. Wouldn't that be unless it's open porch. Might be an open porch.
Mm-hmm. What about, I was wondering, we were talking about the different types of things about in the beginning about fireplaces and stoves. Did you happen to recall that way back, around I think the Menorcan times, they used to have a thing they used to put on a floor and they would put hot coals in it?
Well, yes, that's that's what the heated houses with, and they have several of the old houses have them here now, and it's you put coals in it, and I'll think of it now. I can't think of it right now, but it's quite commonplace. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of them. In the oldest house at the historical side, they have one. They have one at the Peck House, mm-hmm. which is another house, and they not like well, they had bed warmers in those days too, where you put some coals and something you put in bed with you, would cover, sort of protect you from the heat, from the fire.